at caprw.org for more information and to apply.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Maganda gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, since it is the month of December, and for those of you that aren't familiar, Filipinos extremely love the Christmas season. In fact, some would say that the Christmas season begins in the Philippines as early as September and maybe even August, that they begin to celebrate the Christmas season. So we will have a variety of Christmas songs here on the Filipino American National News, along with some balita and some news from both the Philippines, news here in the U.S., and some news that comes out of Wisconsin that happened during the election season. But in regards to some balita, I'd like to congratulate my nephew, Carter Bunju, who is the son of my cousin, the late Jason Bunju, and Brittany Waters. And Carter recently was named the Most Improved Player Award for the Simley football team out in Invergrove Heights, and was also the all-district football team. He was named to that as well, and he is currently a junior at Simley High School, and he had a very impactful season for the team. So congratulations to Carter. For those that may have been familiar with my late cousin Jason, he was a phenomenal football player. So to say that that talent didn't fall too far from the tree. Carter definitely has gotten some of his father's football talent running through his veins, and I know that his father would be so extremely proud of how great of a kid and how great of a football player that Carter is as well. Speaking of football players, that being Cam Bynum, and for those who caught the game this day or earlier this afternoon, Cam Bynum and Josh Metellus with another interception celebration. Josh Montellus got the interception, and they did a tribute to a dance routine that was seen in the movie White Chick. So I'm sure if you're on social media, you'll see clips of their particular dance routine. But speaking of Cam Bynum, his annual Filipino Fiesta will be taking place tomorrow at the St. Paul Events Center, and that is from 5 to 9 p.m. We at the Filipino American National News will bring you some of our coverage there at the event, because we will be present at the Cam Bynum Filipino Fiesta. I believe the tickets to this event may potentially be sold out, but you can try going to BFFFIESTA2024.eventbrite.com to see if there are still tickets in regards to that event. In terms of another event in the week, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual Pasko Sanayon on December the 14th, which is a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just a reminder to our listeners who may not be aware, originally this event was going to be till 2:30, but it looks like it's going to be cut short half an hour early. So just a reminder, that is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale, Minnesota. That is 8260 4th Street North. And if you're looking for more information in regards to that event, you can contact Lourdes at 763-234-8864. And speaking of Lourdes Rivera, that is, she recently celebrated a birthday. So congratulations to Lourdes. And for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. And this kind of ties into our first story that we'll be reading after the first song of the evening. And this song is entitled OFW Chris. I'm sorry. The name of the song is Pasko ng OFW. And for our listeners that are not familiar with the acronym OFW, OFW is short for Overseas Foreign Workers. And for our listeners that don't know, the Philippines is one of the countries in the world that does have a lot of people working internationally around the world, and such things as teachers and nurses. And one of the events that happened this past week, Pasko Filipino, actually had many Filipino teachers that were in attendance and that also volunteered at the event and brought an enthusiastic energy to the event. So kudos to those teachers here in Minnesota that are finding a sense of community away from home. Bova's song is once again entitled Pasko ng OFW, and is from the artist known as Chin Flo.
Pasko malapit na, pero malayo sa sariling bayan. Trabaho ang puhunan, laban ng kabayan.
Pasko ng malayo, sang sulok man ng mundo. Para sa pamilya at pangarap na binubuo. Di man buo ang pamilya sa Paskong darating. Darating ang araw, sila'y makakapiling.
Araw, gabi, kayod, di tumitigil. Para sa mahal sa buhay, lahat ay titisin. Kahit malayo, kayo ang palaging inaalala. Sabik na kayo ay muling makasama. Homesick ay nababawasan pag sa video ko laging kausap.
makita lang kayong masaya. Nababawasan din ang pangungulila.
Pasko ng malayo, sang sulok man ng mundo, para sa pamilya at pangarap na binubuo. Di man buo ang pamilya sa Paskong darating, darating ang araw sila'y makakapiling.
Balik bayan box na nilalagyan ng laman, simbolo ng mga pinaghirapan. Unti-unting pinupuno buwan-buwan, pag naipadala labis na ang kasiyahan.
Ah, kahit saan pa mapunta, sa isip lagi kayo kasama. Pasko'y ipagdiwang pa din natin, kasama na ang mga adalangin. Pasko ng malayo, sang sulok man ng mundo, para sa pamilya at pangarap na binubuo. Di man buo ang pamilya sa Paskong darating, darating ang araw sila'y makakapiling.
Magbuhay lahat ng mga bayaning Filipino. Maraming salamat sa mga sakripisyo nyo.
Once again, that was Chin Flo with the song Pasko ng OFW. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. And we can also be found via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to that first story of the day. And this comes from Deadline. Filipino-American comedian Joe Coy has joined Nurses Unseen, a new documentary from Emmy Award-winning director Michelle Josu as an executive producer. He joins a roster of EPs that also include Carlos Velayo and Grammy and three-time Tony Award winner Jet Tolentino. Nurses Unseen explores the little-known history and humanity of the unsung Filipino nurses who risked their lives on the front lines of COVID-19 pandemic while facing a resurgence of anti-Asian hate in the streets. The documentary also unearths the colonial ties between the Philippines and the United States that have led to Filipino nurses becoming the unknown backbone of U.S. and global healthcare systems. Josu Velayo and Joe Arruagua served as the film's producers. Stated Coy, "There's a reason why I talk about Filipino nurses in my stand-up, as I have so many family members in the healthcare system. They are some of the hardest working people and have filled the gaps in medical facilities that are frequently understaffed and under-resourced. I'm proud to help shine a light on their heroism. No documentary has ever captured their stories like Nurses Unseen." Josu commented, "I'm not only a huge fan of Joe Coy, the comedian, but I'm also a long admirer his leadership within the Phil-Am community. Joe's comedy, philanthropy, and efforts in elevating and supporting the Filipino and the Phil-Am experiences in mainstream culture has been incredibly impactful and meaningful to Phil-Ams like myself. In many ways, Joe's comedy inspired me to look more deeply at my own Filipino heritage, my family story, and specifically to explore the reasons why so many Filipinos go into nursing. We couldn't be more thrilled and honored for Joe Coy to be an official part of the Nurses Unseen as an executive producer. One of the best-known comic workers today, Coy, over the summer took to Netflix with Joe Coy's Live from Brooklyn, his fifth special for the service. Working as a comic for nearly three decades, he also put on two specials for Comedy Central additionally. He's appeared in films like Easter Sunday and Haunted Mansion, while lending his voice to Netflix, Monkey King and Leo, and Paramount Plus, Tiger's Apprentice, and more. And for our listeners that are wondering when Filipinos in Minnesota may be able to see the Nurses Unseen documentary, it looks like there's an effort between the partnership of the Philippine Nurses Association of Central Minnesota and the North Star Consultant LLC. And it looks like their efforts in terms of bringing this film here to Minnesota will be taking place sometime in January. And it looks like January 16th is the day that this will premiere in Minnesota. And once we get more details in regards to this screening, we will definitely bring news as to when that screening or multiple screenings will be happening. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the world-renowned Filipina singer Lani Mesalucha, and this is her rendition of Jingle Bells, but this is also featuring the Filipino-American Symphony Orchestra.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I find it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, I find it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, I find it is to sing the sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, I find it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, I find it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, but soon Miss Fanny Bright was sitting by my side. The horse was lean and light. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bag, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle. 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 Jingle, 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 jingle,
was Lani Mesalucha and the Filipino American Symphony Orchestra with their own rendition of Jingle Bell. But right now we're going to head over back to the news desk, and we do have some time for some additional stories from the news desk. And our next set of stories will be coming from none other than the, sorry, voice is a little bit verklempt at the moment, but this comes from the news outlet ABS-CBN. A historic moment happened in Wisconsin after all ballots from November 5th election were counted. Filipino-American Angelito Tenorio won a seat in the state assembly. He'll represent District 14 after beating two opponents, including Republican candidate Jim Engstrad, who ran against vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in 2010. I'm so excited to become the first Filipino elected in Wisconsin state history, he said. We're feeling really good. We've worked so hard. The 28-year-old teacher and former city councilman credited the success to his supporters, especially his family, including his mother, who went knocking on doors with him. And it paid off, despite most voters in the swing state delivering a victory to a Republican candidate and now President-elect Donald Trump. People were able to separate down ballot tickets from presidential tickets, Tenorio observed. We're also just doing the work on the ground, talking to folks. Tenorio admitted, however, that he is still navigating conflicting feelings. My family and me, we've been juggling this mix of emotions, of both concerns for our country and a lot of excitement for our state, for our community, he said. The progressive Democrat who advocates for environment is concerned about a second Trump administration. Now we just continue to organize. We continue to allow space to grieve and mourn and to heal, Tenorio added. But then we got to get right back to work fighting for our shared values, fighting for our community. And we do have time for one more article for the evening, and this comes from the APnews.com. The United States deployed a reconnaissance aircraft while Japan and the Philippines sent Navy ships in a joint patrol in the disputed South China Sea on Friday, 2 days after the Allied forces condemned actions by Chinese Coast Guard vessels against Philippine patrol ships. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said that the joint patrol was conducted in the Philippines, an exclusive economic zone by allies and partners to uphold the right of freedom of navigation and overflight and other lawful use of the sea and international airspace. Those phrases are used by the U.S., Japan, and the Philippines to oppose China's increased aggressive actions in the disputed waters. Two Philippine security officials said that the patrol was staged about 40 nautical miles from the Scarborough Shoal, a fishing area hotly disputed by Beijing and Manila off the northwestern Philippines. The two official spokes on condition of anonymity because they have authority, they didn't have the authority to discuss in such detail publicly. China claims that the South China Sea virtually in its entirety has been guarded as assertively with its Coast Guard and Navy and suspected militia fleets. They have confronted forces from rival claimant states, including the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Brunei. Indonesia also has face-offs with Chinese Coast Guard's ships escorting fishermen in the gas-rich Natuna waters in the southern fringes of the South China Sea. The Joint Naval Patrol, the latest in recent months by the Philippines and the U.S. and their security partners, were delayed by several typhoons that battered the region and was not in reaction to the confrontation on Wednesday that included Chinese and Philippine ships off Scarborough Shoal, the two Philippine officials said. The Philippine Coast Guard and the Chinese Coast Guard vessels, backed by Navy ships, fired powerful water cannons and blocked the side-swiped as much smaller Philippine Bureau of Fisheries vessels escorted by the Coast Guard ships off the Scarborough Shoals. The Philippine vessels were delivering fuel, food, and other aid to Philippine fishermen in the shoal, which have been closed guarded by the Chinese Coast Guard since a tense territorial standoff with the Philippine ship. The Philippines Department of Foreign Affairs protested the Chinese reaction. The Chinese Coast Guard provided another account of the incident. It said the Philippine vessels encroached on China's territory, prompting it to take action. It is said without offering proof of the Philippine vessels maneuvering in a way that led to the collision. The United States, Japan, the European Union, and the Western Allies have expressed alarm over the hostilities, which have increased in frequencies since last year. Japan, which also has territorial conflicts with Beijing in the East China Sea, said that the use of the water cannons, an obstructive maneuver, undermined the safety of the ships and the crew. Its ambassador to Manila, Endo Kaizuma, said Japan upholds the rules of laws and opposes any action in which increases tension. And right now, we are going to end the show with a song from the TV5 Christmas Station ID. For those of you that are not familiar with TV stations in the Philippines, it almost seems as if they're in competition for their big Christmas ID songs that has basically all the talent from their TV shows, their variety shows, performing a Christmas-inspired song. And for this year, for TV5 Christmas Station ID, the name of the song that they're singing is Hatid Saya Ang Paskong Kapitid. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Sarap ng feeling, pagkarinig ng greeting.